Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the NBA. Milwaukee Bucks at the Bradley Center hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, and they fall 82-77. Brandon Knight led with 27. Larry Sanders had 10 points and 12 rebounds, but the Bucks had a shot at the end. Couldn't make the shot. With 11 seconds left, Bucks inbounding, looking for the lead, and it was Sanders who took the three-point attempt. It missed. He's 0 for 5 in his career. Head coach Larry Drew says Sanders wasn't in the plan.
Had we executed the play, we would have gotten a shot from, you know, one of the three guys that were in the game. And he was not there. He was not an option the last play of the game for three. No, he was not.
Mike Conley led the Grizzlies with 15 points, but head coach David Yeager says it was my bench who really delivered on this night.
It was a slugfest. Got a great burst of energy from Ed Davis, James Johnson. Nick Calathes played better than he's played in 2 weeks. Gave us a big boost. Jamal Franklin stayed ready for his opportunity, and that unit really won the game.
Bucks now 7-31, worst record in the association. They'll be off until they travel to Houston on Saturday night. Rockets beat the New Orleans Pelicans 103-100. Chicago Bulls over the Orlando Magic 128-125. This game went three overtimes. Joakim Noah with 26 points and 19 rebounds. Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau says that was a gritty win.
It didn't look very good for a while there. We got down big. Just kept battling, and then in the end found a way to win, and we had to win it a couple times. You know, it was a hard-fought game. They played a great game. That we were back on our heels, but then we had a lot of guys step up.
Denver Nuggets beat the Golden State Warriors 123-116. The LA Clippers over the Dallas Mavericks 129-127. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 32, leading the Portland Trailblazers over the Cleveland Cavaliers 108-96. Washington Wizards beat the Miami Heat 114-97. Heat with a season-high three-game losing streak. This was 43-18 Wizards after the first quarter. LeBron James says we got blitzed, but good.
Yeah, the start, we just came out too lax, and they was playing at another speed. They was playing at like 15, and we was playing at like 7. Well, I don't even want to give us that much of a credit. I think we was playing at like 5. And, you know, they was running by us. I think in the first quarter they had 14 fast break points, and they pretty much got what they wanted.
John Wall led the Wizards with 25. Phoenix Suns handed the LA Lakers their sixth straight loss, 121-114. Gerald Green with 28. San Antonio beat Utah 109-105. It was Philadelphia 95, Charlotte 92. Thaddeus Young hitting the game-winning three with 3.2 seconds to play.
I don't know what they were thinking when they both ran to Mike, and I was kind of like wide open. And I was just like, okay, I'm making this shot. Like, I haven't made one the whole game, so I was just basically like, you know, whatever it takes, you know, it's going to go down.
And it went down. Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 88-83. Sacramento 111. Minnesota 108. Rudy Gay with 33. And San Antonio knocked off the Utah Jazz 109-105. College basketball, fourth-ranked Michigan State now atop the Big Ten standings at 5-0, 16-1 overall. They get 14 from Gary Harrison, beating Northwestern 54-40. Eighth-ranked Oklahoma State over TCU 82-50. Number 11, San Diego State beat Fresno State 68-60. But 13th-ranked Baylor upset by Texas Tech 82-72. And number 15, Massachusetts, an 88-87 win over George Mason. Top-ranked team in the nation in Division III, UW-Stevens Point, stays undefeated. A 58-30 win over UW-Oshkosh. Pointers move to 15-0 on the season. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin Badgers knocked off Indiana 65-60. It was Alverno 70, Lakeland 51. Muskie women now 6-9 on the season, 3-7 in the NAC. The Green Bay Phoenix women returned to the floor at Youngstown State on Thursday night with an 8-6 overall record, 1-1 in Horizon League action. To the ice, Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3 in a shootout. It was the Pittsburgh Penguins over the Washington Capitals 4-3. Ollie Mata hitting the game-winning goal with 1:54 to play to lift Dan Bylsma's Penguins to their 13th straight win at home.
Even though it didn't go our way, at times got down in the third there in the 4-4 goal, we kept fighting back, and it was a great way to get the win, get the 13th win.
The Anaheim Ducks crushed the Vancouver Canucks 9-1. Football news. Eddie Lacy of the Green Bay Packers has been named to the Pro Bowl squad. He'll be an injury replacement for Minnesota's Adrian Peterson, who bows out because of the injury. Lacey, this week, was named the Pro Football Writers Association NFL Rookie of the Year. Smashed Packer rookie rushing records for yards, attempts, and touchdowns. First rookie running back to be named to the Pro Bowl since John Brockington in 1971. First running back to represent the Packers in Hawaii since Amon Green in 2004. As for the Minnesota Vikings, they have indeed named Mike Zimmer their new head coach to replace Leslie Frazier, ninth head coach in franchise history. Zimmer, the past 6 years, the defensive coordinator with the Cincinnati Bengals. Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers, the National League Cy Young Award winner, has signed a 7-year, $215 million contract a day after he filed for arbitration. That hearing won't be necessary. Highest contract for a pitcher in Major League history. Kershaw can opt out of the deal after 5 years. And the Milwaukee Brewers have signed veteran Zach Duke to a minor league contract. The 30-year-old spent time with the Washington Nationals and Cincinnati Reds last year. Most of his 9-year career, 6 seasons with the Pittsburgh Pirates. His career record 50-76 with a 4.57 earned run average. And it's still warm at the Australian Open. Temperatures near 100 degrees in Melbourne. Top three men's seed all advanced to the third round. Rafael Nadal, defending champion Novak Djokovic, and Juan David Ferrer. On the ladies' side, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, through to round 3. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.